Good evening, and here's the news. One woman and four men have been cleared by the chief election officer, Dr. Lealofe Uyangalele, to run for the Manua District No. 1 election on September 12th. The deadline to file nominating petitions was 4:30 p.m. yesterday, August 3rd. Five individuals had taken out nomination forms, but only four submitted their documents by the deadline. The four candidates certified to have their names on the ballot are Fau Ifono Vaitautolu, Leifi Tele Ali Itama Sotoa, Mailo Onge Tinua, and Paipai Tele Mapu Jamayas. The 16-year-old girl who nearly drowned at Vaitongi last Wednesday was medevaced to Honolulu last night. A friend of her family said the teen, accompanied by her father, left on a medevac flight close to 11 o'clock last night. She's reported to have been stable upon arrival in Honolulu and is now at Queen's Hospital. Her mother and two siblings were able to find seats on Wednesday's Hawaiian Air flight. The girl was swept out by strong currents while swimming with her mother and siblings at Vaitongi. Four men from Vaitongi, members of the Aumanga, are credited for rescuing and saving her life. She's been on life support since she was admitted at the ICU last Wednesday. Doctors needed to make sure her condition was stable so she'd survive the five-hour flight to Honolulu. The family friend said this morning the girls arrived safely at Queen's Hospital and is stable, and specialists are converging. Governor Lemanu Peleti Maunga is hopeful that progress will be made in the territory's efforts to gain full membership in the Pacific Islands Forum with the assistance of the U.S. envoy, Ambassador Frankie Reed. In a communication earlier this year to the Assistant Secretary of State, Bureau of East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Daniel Kreitenbrink, Governor Lemanu stated, "It's time for American Samoa to have a seat at the Pacific Islands Forum table and an active role in the discussions that affect our lives and the world around us." While American Samoa holds observer status within the PIF, it's never had the opportunity to actively participate in the forum's meetings and decisions, despite its shared historic cultural ties and common challenges with its Pacific neighbors who enjoy full membership. Lemanu said, "As the sole U.S. territory in the South Pacific, American Samoa holds valuable experience and relationships with neighboring island nations. Our participation as a vital PIF member would not just serve the interests of our people, but contribute significantly to the advancement of the entire region. Furthermore, considering the absence of a U.S. vote in the PIF, American Samoa can play a pivotal role by advocating for U.S. interests in the forum, particularly in light of the growing influences in the Pacific, including from China." The governor underscored that other nations like France and New Zealand permit their Pacific territories to be full Pacific Island Forum members, aligning with the sentiment that the U.S. should extend American Samoa a similar opportunity. In a recent virtual meeting with members of the U.S. State Department, Governor Lemanu said he looks forward to collaborating with Ambassador Reed to bring about American Samoa's desire to be a full member of the forum. Teachers of South Pacific Academy received training this week from McGraw-Hill, a leading supplier of educational curriculum used by schools across the United States and their territories. The three-day training by DJ West, Program Director, and Account Representative Sean Maskell was designed to enable SPA teachers to fully utilize all the online and print materials that McGraw-Hill has to offer. This is in line with the school's mission to have a uniform curriculum from K-5 through 12th grade and to better serve students with the most up-to-date resources available for education. Program Director DJ West said McGraw-Hill's been working with SPA for a number of years on curriculum for science, math, social studies, English, and language arts. The training they conducted this week focused on two main objectives.
Part of it is the pedagogy behind the program to really increase student achievement. And the second one is how to use the digital resources to create more of an impact and interest on level with our students, but also to be able to differentiate. So it's been working face-to-face with the teachers over the last couple of days.
Now, does your curriculum, is it all digital now, or do you use textbooks?
No, we still believe that there's a balance of print and digital.
McGraw-Hill Program Director DJ West there. From Samoa. More than 1,000 canoe paddlers from 28 countries will converge in Apia, Samoa next week for the World Distance Championships 2023 hosted by the Samoa Outrigger Canoe Association. The event's August 10th through the 19th in Apia Harbor. A purpose-built stage on the seawall in front of the Protestant Church will be the main staging area for the championships. Sua J. Afuk said the championships will be run in 10 divisions, including Junior 16, Junior 19, Open, Master 40, 50, 60, 70, Master 75, Master 80, and the Special Paramix Division. The Pacific Ocean Litter Program through the South Pacific Regional Environmental Program recently donated $37,000 to help with hosting the international event. Director General of the SPREP, Stefania Nawandra, said at the presentation that they'll also donate aluminum water coolers. Tourism Minister Cedric Schuster said this will be a major boost for tourism in the country. And that's the news. Have a great weekend.